Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Navy exercises may be harming right whales. The Humane Society of the United States is asking the U.S. Navy to stop bombing exercises in waters off the northeastern U.S. adjacent to right whale critical habitat. The Humane Society of the United States sent a strongly worded letter of concern to both the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Navy Department, asking that the Navy live bombing exercises be moved to an area where they will not harm endangered whales. On June 10th, the National Marine Fisheries Service aerial survey crew discovered the headless carcass of a right whale calf just to the north of the area designated as critical habitat for the endangered species. Humane Society has since learned that the U.S. Navy has been conducting bombing exercises about 50 miles north of critical habitat. In January and February of 1996, several white whales were found dead off the coast of Florida and Georgia near their critical habitat in the southeast. At the time, the Navy was conducting live-fire bombing exercises just outside the critical habitat. North Atlantic right whales are one of the world's most endangered species. About 300 animals remain, and the population has been declining. Navy okayed for sonar blasts that could harm whales. The U.S. Navy has been given permission to harass marine mammals in the course of operating low-frequency sonar used to detect submarines. The Navy has been approved to deploy two ships that use the sonar system in spite of continuing controversy over whether the loud signals it emits could injure whales, dolphins, seals, or turtles. After reviewing more than 10,000 public comments on the issue, the National Marine Fisheries Service exempted the Navy from provisions of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, even though the service acknowledged that the sonar has the potential to affect marine mammals. The Natural Resources Defense Council's campaign against low-frequency active sonar led to the Navy's 1999 request for an exemption to the Marine Mammals Protection Act. The Ocean Conservancy of Washington, D.C.-based Oceans Advocacy Group said that the Fisheries Service lacks the scientific knowledge to issue such a permit and cannot demonstrate that low-frequency active sonar technology will have a negligible impact on marine mammal populations. The ability to detect sounds within their environment is extremely important to marine mammals. Anything that impedes the ability of an animal to detect important acoustic cues within their environment can have significant impact on basic life functions, such as finding food or mates, reproducing, or caring for offspring, said Nina Young, Director of Marine Wildlife Conservation at the Oceans Conservancy. Whale hunter killed by wounded whale. A whale hunter died recently after a small boat he was in flipped over by a harpooned gray whale in the waters off Alaska. Melton Ozina, 41, suffered a fatal head injury when the aluminum skiff he was riding in overturned, scattering hunters in the water. Other whaling crews retrieved Ozina and three other men from the water and headed for the island of Little Diomede. Diomede residents have long hunted the gray whale, but they don't like to, said Orville Akinga, Jr. The animals are smaller than bowhead whales and are good eating, but they're very aggressive. They call them devilfish. Akinga said the whalers had been looking for a gray whale small enough to harpoon and found one about midnight. The hunters stalked the whale and struck it with a hand-thrown harpoon at around 2 a.m. The fact is that these whalers should not have been out there hunting in the first place, said Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which has long opposed native whaling. Ozina was killed while participating in an illegal activity. It appears strange to me that humans can slaughter and butcher whales by the thousands, but as soon as a person is killed by a whale acting in self-defense, the whale gets labeled as a devilfish, and words like aggressive and violent are used to describe it, Watson added. And we thank the Environment News Service for these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.